couldn't sleep at all last night.
50 years ago today, Tossin' and Turnin' was topping the charts, and New York sports fans were in their glory. Two Yankees sluggers, Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris, were closing in on Babe Ruth's elusive record of 60 home runs in a season. On this very day in 1961, the M&M boys both hit number 45 during a doubleheader against the Washington Senators. There was no doubt, longtime Yankee Mickey Mantle was the fans' favorite.
Well, kids, baseball season's here again. And with Post-Serials baseball trading cards, you can get a rundown on all your favorite players.
Hey, he talked to me. Mickey Mantle talked to me.
Even teammates had trouble remaining impartial.
I think there was a little tension in our clubhouse. And I think there were some that were pulling for Mickey and maybe one or two that roomed right by Roger that were pulling for him to break it.
That's Bobby Richardson, who played second base for the 61 Yankees. While Bobby was on the field at Yankee Stadium, another Bobby, a rabid 9-year-old fan, was following the drama across the river in Queens.
The Yankees were the team that was on radio and television in New York. Mickey Mantle was the guy, so they became my team.
That's Bob Costas, who, as an adult, has made a career out of capturing the poetry of sports. These two voices, Costas and former player Bobby Richardson, are going to help us remember that sizzling summer of 61. Like most Yankees fans, 9-year-old Bobby Costas was cheering for Mantle.
A lot of people thought, well, if anyone is going to break this record, it should be Mickey Mantle, who's already certified as a first-rate Hall of Fame player.
Mantle had grown up through the farm system, had played in the minor leagues and come up, and he really was a Yankee. So all the teammates were pulling for him in 61 to break the record.
Every young kid my age idolized Mickey Mantle.
Dad, Joanna, this is Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
Hello, Roger.
Roger.
Mick.
During the season, Mickey would be out of the lineup for a little bit, and he would be introduced to come in as a pinch hitter, and there'd be an ovation that was absolutely tremendous. And I didn't see that for Roger.
We thought Roger Maris was terrific. We hoped that he would hit 59, and Mickey would hit 61.
When we came to work each day, the press would come in. They'd all go right to Maris and Mantle's locker. Well, Mickey knew how to handle them. He could walk away from them. But Roger was just, because of his shyness and so forth, portrayed in a different light altogether. And so the pressure was on him. He was losing his hair. Mantle, it didn't bother him at all.
You know, he was a guy from Fargo, North Dakota, a guy with little use for all the trappings of fame and celebrity.
I think the problem was that Roger just didn't, he really didn't care too much. And, you know, he was a team player. He wanted us to win. But I don't think personally it was that big a thing with him having a personal record. He just wanted the team to win.
It's kind of instructive when you watch the black and white clip of him hitting his 61st home run.
Two balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to left.
This is a monumental achievement, and the crowd is saluting him, and his teammates practically have to push him up to the top step of the dugout after he's rounded the bases, and in a brief, awkward, almost sheepish moment, he removes his cap, waves it at the crowd, and then ducks back down. Today, guys take three curtain calls for a sacrifice fly.
But he was just not one to show, not like Reggie Jackson. Reggie would come out and put up 1, 2, 3 when he hit it his. Roger was not that personality at all.
People found out about it in different ways. They learned about it over the radio, or they picked up the newspaper. Seems like a quaint concept. You'd wait for the morning newspaper, saying to yourself, did one of the M&M boys hit one last night, or did they both hit one? You couldn't follow it instantly and see the highlight immediately on the internet or every game on television. So there was more distance from it, and therefore more romance and imagination. It's different.